Boker Tov, good morning. Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today's class, Daf Gimel. We're on the second page, really the third page essentially, but it's the second page that we've started in Darim. Today's class will be for the Shabbat Shalom, Avod Chonim, Ruch Nadam, Chim, Dam, Racham, Avod Nujan, and Mesham, Rukam, Rivka. Sarabat Munish, Lama, Matar, David, Munichal, Yafa, Avod Devar, Rivka, Avod Devar, Rivka, Avod Devar, Shalom, Yisrael, Fram, Lam, Shum, Rachan, Nafa, Avod Yom, Yavod, Avod Yifah, Chariz, Chum, Rachal, Avod, Simcham, Ben, Malkam, Yiram, Rachal, Avod, Zimram, Chan, Adam, 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 And also today's class should be for the refuah shlema. Avi Mori is going through surgery, Bezat Hashem, so it should be only the Tova. Moshe ben Yafa, Avdil and the Mishma, David ben Eliyahu, Leah din Abba Ephraim, Shimon ben Yisrael, Rinam ben Kana, Debo. Okay, we are on Gimel Amud Aleph at the top of the page. We left off in the middle of an answer. We gave a first answer explaining, we were talking about the style of a Mishnah. Does the style of the Mishnah come to answer the first part of the Mishnah first, or the last part of the Mishnah first? What was the Gemara's first answer? The Gemara's first answer that it's Lav Dafka, sometimes like this, sometimes like that. It's not very specific. We're on the third line on 3a. Ve'ibait ema, if you want to say a different answer, yadot, the partial expressions that we are mentioning in our Mishnah, aydi de'atyan midrasha mifaresh lehun bereisha. Since it comes from a derasha, from a scriptural source, so that's why it mentions it first. So the Gemara then asks, ve'liftach haden bereisha. So then why doesn't it start the Mishnah with the yadot? Meaning, we started our Mishnah by talking about kinuye nedarim or nedarim, or like nedarim. Then we said that, we set an example of something that is yadot, it's a partial expression. But the Gemara, first of all, then the Gemara had a question, but the Mishnah didn't even state what is a yadot. That was question number one. And then we had another question. The question is now, why, if that's the case that you're saying we're answering the second part of the Mishnah first because it's coming from scriptural source, then why don't you state that part first in the Mishnah? Because it really, like Doctor said yesterday, the way it works is you state the Mishnah, and then you go in the order of the Mishnah, explaining what the Mishnah is saying. So the Gemara then says, Miftach patach bekinuyin deoraita. It started the Mishnah talking about the kinuyim, the different synonyms for a neder, because that is a biblical, that is from the Torah, Beresha. That's why it said that first. Vehadar mefaresh yadot, and then it went to explain the the partial expressions, the atyan le midrasha, which only comes from a scriptural source, but it's not actually Torah, it's not actually biblical. So therefore, that's why I did it in that order. So the Gemara says, okay, hanicha le manda amar, that makes sense according to the opinion, who says, kinuyin lashon nochrim, that kinuyim is like it's like a foreign language, a hen, right? So it makes sense according to that opinion, that's why it would state it first. Ela lemanda amar leshon shebadu lahen chachamim liyod noder bo. But according to the opinion, there's a machloket elsewhere. We're going to see this actually later on, I think on Daf Yud, the machloket. But according to the other opinion, who says that really this kinui, these nicknames, these synonyms, the chachamim instituted these synonyms to be in place of a way a person should make a neder. So if that's the case, ma'ikalamima, what are you going to say then? Meaning over there, both of these, the effectiveness of this of these terms is not as obvious. Then is just as obvious as the case of a partial expression. So why would one have precedence over the other? And really, the question comes back according to that opinion. I understand if you want to say that it's a lashon nochrim, that it's something that's like a foreign language. Okay, you want to say it has a it has biblical. It comes from biblical. So that's why we would say that really the. Kinui comes first in the Mishnah and then the Yadot. But if you want to say that it's a Lashon Shebadu Lahen Chachamim, then what's the difference between a Kinui and Yadot? Essentially, they're an equivalence. So why would one have precedence over the other? So the Gemara says, Mi Katani Yadot? Did it even teach in the Mishnah Yadot? It didn't even teach in the Mishnah Yadot. And then how do we explain that Mishnah? We said, yeah, you're right. It didn't teach in the Mishnah Yadot, but how do we explain it? Velav Chasuri Kam Nekserad La. We said that there was something missing in our Mishnah. And we added to it, right? We said it meant to say, this is what Yadot is. Let me come in and give you an example of what Yadot is. That part wasn't in the Mishnah. We added that. So the Gemara says, now that we're adding, Akdim Nami Vetani Yadot. we might as well come and flip around and say Yadot first. Meaning, because according to the second opinion over here, that we said that this is the Lashon Shebadula and Chachamim Leot Noderbo, so then why isn't the Yadot coming first in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, it's missing parts of it, but really it should come first in the Mishnah. That's why you can teach it first, and that's how he explains it. Okay? Okay, very good with our Mishnah. Then the Gemara comes to say, Kol Yadot Nedarim. This is how you read the Mishnah. Kol Yadot Nedarim ken Nedarim. All of these partial expressions of Nedarim are like Nedarim. V'chol Kinuyei Nedarim ken Nedarim. And all of these synonyms for Nedarim are like Nedarim. Ve'elu hen Yadot. These are considered Yadot. That's when the Mishnah explained. Ha'omer l'chavero, someone who says to his friend, v'chule v'chule. And then ve'elu hen Kinuyin. These are the synonyms. Konam, konach, konas, all of these are different ways for a person to take a neder, a vow forbidding an item upon himself. Okay, so the Gemara now goes into the depth behind Yadot, understanding where it comes from, so on and so forth. V'yadot hechaktiv. Where is Yadot written? Where do we see the source for these partial expressions, Yadot? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, ki ish ki yafli lindor neder, nazir lahazir ladunai. It says if a person, he kind of goes out to, he dissociates himself and goes and makes a neder to be a nazir. So the Gemara comes to explain how do you read this line. So, Vetanya, nazir lahazir, why does it say double language? La'asot kinuyei nazirut kenazirut. V'yadot nazirut kenazirut. To make the synonyms of someone who takes upon himself nazir, just to be like a nazir itself. And the partial expression of Nazir to be Nazir itself as well. That's why it says double Lashon, Nazir lahazir. So the Gemara says, En le'ela b'nezirut. That is only teaching us for Nazir, b'nedarim inayin. How do we know the same rule applies for Neder? That if a person says a Lashon, that's like a synonym of Neder, or something that's a partial expression of Neder, it is like a Neder itself. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lamar, Ish ki afli lindor neder nazir lahazir ladunai. So you see in the pasuk that it has both neder and nazir. We learn the law for nazir. So now the Gemara is going to learn out something called a hekesh. A hekesh is like a connection. When you have two words in the same pasuk and you're learning one law for one thing, you can learn the same law for the same word in the same pasuk. So the Gemara says, we're learning out a bunch of things back and forth. Makish nezirut lenedarim. We make a connection between nezirut and neder. Or nedarim lenezirut and neder to nazir. The Gemara explains. Ma nezirut asabo yadot nezirut kenezirut. Just like by a nazir, we said any partial expression of nazir is making oneself like a nazir itself. Af nedarim, so too neder, asabahem yadot nedarim kenedarim. So too by a neder, we learn the same law that someone who says a partial expression of a neder, like any of these partial expressions, that is considered like a neder. And now the Gemara learns the other way around also. Uman nedarim, just like nedarim, over bebal yachel uval ta'acher. There's two commandments by a neder. You're not allowed to violate what you made a neder on. Whatever your neder is, you cannot lo yachel devaro. And number two, uval ta'acher. You're not allowed to delay the neder. If you make a neder to bring a korban, for example, or whatnot, you have to bring it on a specific time, right? By the regalim, very good. We learn this elsewhere. So this law that applies for nedarim, the Gemara says, af nezirut, also by nazir, over bebal yachel ubebal ta'acher. You also can violate a nazir, you cannot violate your word, meaning you took upon yourself to be a nazir. You cannot. We're going to see in the Gemara what it means to be violating nazir. Ubebal ta'acher, and also you cannot delay. We're going to see in the Gemara what that means as well. What does it mean not to delay your nazirut? What does that mean? And what does it mean not to violate your words by nazir? Right? If a person says, I'm going to become a nazir, and he eats, he says, I'm going to eat now, okay, that's not necessarily violating it's not lo yachel devaro, that's violating lo yachel. That's not lo yachel, it's lo yachel, right? Or he says, I'm not going to drink wine, lo yishte. So where does it come, lo yachel devaro? The Gemara will ask this question, we're going to see. The Gemara then says, Uman nedarim, just like nedarim, ha'av mefer et nidre bito, a father can annul the vows of the nedarim of his daughter. Ubal mefer nidre ishto, and a husband can annul the nedarim of his wife. Af nezirut, so too by nazir, ha'af mefer nezirut bito. A father can annul the nezirut of his daughter. Ubal mefer nezirut ishto, and a husband can annul the nezirut of his wife. Okay, very good. Up until this point, we learned out connections between nazir and nedarim, nedarim and nazir, learning out multiple things back and forth from the pasuk. Now the Gemara gets into the junks. Maishna gabe nazirut dechtiv nazir lehazir. Why by nazir it says nazir lehazir? It says it in that double lashon in that way, right? So the Gemara says nedarim nami haketiv lindor neder. Why? What do you mean? Also by neder in that pasuk it says lindor neder. It says double lashon as well. So the Gemara says vehekesha lamali. Why do we even need a hekesh? Meaning, why don't we learn out from the pasuk itself, from the double lashon? So you have a double lashon, learn out from the double lashon. So the Gemara that we learn out yadot ken nedarim, yadot ken nazir, right? Exactly. So the Gemara said, not, just pay attention because the next maybe 10 lines is going to be back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. A little bit confusing, but it'll work. Ikatav neder lindor. If it wrote like Nazir did, that neder lindor, a neder to make a neder, kidekatav nazir lehazir, the same way it wrote nazir lehazir, the way it wrote it, kideka amart, it would be exactly as you just said, lo tzarich hekesha, we would not need a hekesh. But that's not how it wrote it in the Torah. It says, hashta dichtiv, that's in the Torah, it says, lindor neder, to make a neder. So it's not sounding like it's written as double lashon, even though in Hebrew it really is, that's how you write it in Hebrew. Dibra Torah kedishon b'nei Adam, the Torah wrote it in the lashon that man understands. That's by lindor neder. So by neder, you cannot learn out without a hekesh. You need a hekesh to be able to learn out for neder, that yadot nedarim ke nedarim. Now the Gemara says, Hanicha laman de itle dibra Torah kedishon b'nei Adam. That only makes sense according to the opinion that says the Torah speaks in a lashon that man understands. That's an opinion. It's machloket. There's another opinion that says, no, the Torah doesn't just speak in a regular language for you to understand. Every extra letter, every extra word, you can define something in it. So how can you just say the Torah speaks in a language you understand? We have another opinion which says the Torah does not speak in a language that man understands, and you have to be doresh, especially when you have a double lashon. So the Gemara says, Ela leman de leitle dibra Torah kloshon b'nei Adam. According to the opinion who does not hold of that rule, of the Torah speaks of the way that man understands, Hai lindor neder mai avidle. What does he do with the double lashon of lindor neder? It says it twice. What do you learn from that? So he says, Darish le, he learns from it, La asot yadon nedarim ke nedarim. Exactly what we learned from the Hekesh. To make the yadot of neder, the partial expressions of a neder, like a neder itself. Umakish nezirut le nedarim. And he makes a Hekesh from nezirut to nedarim. So meaning he doesn't learn it from Nazir. This opinion learns it from Neder and pushes it off to Nazir. So it's the other way around now. So the Gemara says, okay, but it also says Nazir lahazir in the Pasuk. So what does he learn from that? Nazir lahazir, what does he learn? So Darish Lehi learns from that, Melamed, it teaches us, Shah Nezirut Chal ala Nezirut. Nezirut, it can take effect upon another set of Nezirut. What does that mean? If somebody is a Nazir, and we know Nazirut is usually takes 60 days. Is it 60 30 days?
30.
So 30 days. If a person, mechila, sorry. It usually takes 30 days, mechila. If a person takes upon himself, that he wants to be a Nazir again while he's in his 30 days. So now he extends it. It makes it an extra 30 days. So now it becomes 60 days long. So a person can, and maybe you would have thought to say that Nezirut cannot take effect on when you are already a Nazir. So if you're on a Nazir already, and you're during that 30-day period that you're a Nazir, you can't say that you're becoming a Nazir again, because you already are a Nazir. But no, the Gemara says that we learn from this opinion, it says Nazir lahazir, that even when you are a Nazir, you can take upon yourself to be a Nazir, and it extends your 30 days as well. Okay? So this all was according to the opinion that said, Lo dibra Torah kelashon b'nei Adam. The Torah does not speak in a lashon that man understands. So the Gemara then says, Uleman de Amar, according to the first opinion, who said, Dibra Torah kelashon b'nei Adam, that the Torah does speak in the language that man understands. Nazir, v'nazir lahazir, and why it says nazir lahazir, is, how does he doresh that? Darish la'asod yazdot nezirut ke nezirut. He learns out from that to make, since it's the double lashon, to make the partial expressions of nazir like a nazir. Sha nazirut chal ala nazirut minale. So where does he learn this first rule on the page? That if a person takes upon himself nazirut while he's in his 30 days of nazirut, it takes effect and he has to extend it for another 30 days. How does he know that? Because he doesn't have the words nazir lahazir to use anymore, because he learns the aspect of yadot from nazir lahazir. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, it makes sense, isvira le, kiman da'amar ein nezirut chalal nezirut. It would make sense if we said that he doesn't hold of that opinion. He doesn't hold that if you take upon yourself nezirut while you are a nazir, that it extends it. He says it doesn't extend it. So that's why he doesn't need an extra pasuk for that. It would make sense if he followed that opinion. But if he followed the opinion that said that Nazirut Chala Nazirut, that if a person is within his 30 days of Nazirut and he takes upon himself again, Nazir again, that if it takes effect and it extends it another 30 days, where would he learn that from? So the Gemara then says, Ela Isvirale Kemanda Amar, if he holds like the opinion that says Nazirut Chala Nazirut, that Nazir takes effect on Nazir, Minale, from where does he learn it? Where does he dorish that from? So the Gemara says, Nema Kra, the Pasuk could have written Lizor. It could have written in a Lashon Lizor. Why does it say Mai Lehazir? Why is it worded in a way Lehazir? What is that extra hey for? So the Gemara says, Shemat Mina Tarte. We learn from this, he learns from this two things. Number one, he learns that Yadot Nezirut are like Nezirut. Number two, he learns that Nazir can Chal on another set of Nazir. These are the two things he learns from this. B'ma'arava Amre, in Eretz Yisrael, in the west of Bavel, which is Eretz Yisrael, they say, "It Tana de Mapik Le Liyadot." There is a Tana who learns out for Yadot from the pasuk min Lindor Neder, the double lashon of Lindor Neder. That was the first. That was the opinion that said Shelo Dibra Torah Kleshon Bnei Adam. Ve'it Tana, and there is a Tana de Mapik Le that learns it out from min Kol Hayotze Mipiv Yaseh. Anything that comes out of your mouth, you have to fulfill. So he learns out. There's two Tanaim, and they learn out from two different pesukim. Amar Mor, Uma Nedarim. Just like by a neder, we said Over Bebal Yachel Ubebal Ta'acher. We said by a neder, a person who violates his word by a neder, he violates Lo Yachel Devaro, that you cannot violate what you took a neder on, and you cannot delay your neder. So we said the same thing applies for Nezirut. So the Gemara asks, it makes sense by neder that those things apply, but how does that apply by Nezirut? So the Gemara says, Bishlama, it makes sense, Bal Yachel, that you can't violate what you took upon yourself, the Nedarim, Mashkachatla, by neder, we find that makes sense. Kegon de Amar, if somebody, let's say, comes and says, Kikar zo ochal, he says, I will eat this, I'm taking upon myself, the neder, that I will eat this kikar, this bread, this loaf of bread, velo achala, and he doesn't eat it. So, Over Mishum Bal Yachel Devaro, he violates the commandment of, you cannot violate what you took upon yourself. So it makes sense by a neder. Ela bal yachel de nezirut hechi mashkachala. How do we find the case of not violating your word by nazir? So the Gemara says, kevan de amar. If a person comes and says, hareni nazir, I am a nazir. Someone comes and says that. So havale nazir. Now he becomes a nazir. So achal, if he goes and eats after that, kamle bebal yachel. He violates the commandment of not eating. You're not allowed to eat. Let's say something that comes from a grape or wine or something along those lines. If he eats a grape, he violates the commandment of you cannot eat that. Shata, if he goes and drinks wine, kamle bebal yishteh, he violates the commandment of you cannot drink that. Where do we find the case of bal yachel, that you cannot violate? That's not over here. So the Gemara says, Amar Ava, la'avor alav bishnayim. The Torah wanted to give you opportunity to violate two commandments at once. If a person eats grapes, he violates don't eat and bal yachel. If a person drinks wine, he violates don't drink and bal yachel. So you can violate two commandments at one shot. So the Gemara then says, okay, but that's only for bal yachel. Bal ta'acher de nezirut hechim ashkachala. Where do we find the case of bal ta'acher, of don't delay your nezirut? How can that be a case? So the Gemara says, kevan da'amar, if someone comes and says, hareni nazir, I am a nazir, hava le nazir, he becomes a nazir. Achal, if he eats, kamle bebal yachel. Again, he would violate, don't eat. But how does he violate, don't delay? Where does don't delay fit in by nazir? So the Gemara says, be'omer, if someone comes and says, lecheshe'ertze ehen nazir. When I want, when I desire, I will be a nazir. Why did I pronounce it like that? Because it's so important. If a person pronounces it, when I desire to become a nazir, I will become a nazir. Meaning, there will be a time that I will become a nazir. So since he said the words lech she'ertze, not just kesh'ertze, he says lech she'ertze, when I desire to be a nazir, I'll be a nazir. If he said it like that, if he delays it, he automatically becomes, he violates the commandment of Baal Te'acher. But let's say he said ve'iyamar kesh'ertze, if he said when I desire, right? Not I don't know how you explain it in difference in English. Lech she'ertze is essentially saying there will be a time that I will become a nazir. Kesh she'ertze means if I want to become a nazir. It's no lamed. So it's a different word altogether. So if he says kesh she'ertze, if I want to become a nazir, lo Leika balta acher. There is no balta acher. There's no delaying his nazirut over there because he never took upon himself that he will become a nazir altogether. So only if he said lech jeretze. But if he said keshe erze, where do we find that this balta acher by nazir? So the Gemara then says Amar Ava, kegon de Amar. Somebody comes and says loi pater mina olam. I will not leave this world ad shehen nazir until I will be a nazir. Meaning he has to be a nazir from now. Demin hahi sha'ata, from that moment and on, we don't know when he's going to die. So from the very moment he said that, he has to become a nazir. Hava le nazir. He must become a nazir. How do we know that? Midi dahava, just like a case we have in Masachet Gittin. The Gemara over there says, ha'omer le'ishto, if someone says to his wife, hareze gitech, this will be your divorce, sha'achat kodem mitati, 1 hour before my death. There's many, one moment before my death. There's many instances where a husband would do such a thing. Let's say he's going away to war, something along those lines. He said, this will be your divorce 1 moment before I die, so that you're divorced and you don't become an aguna. So as if, let's say the husband was a kohen, she was able to eat terumah when they were married. But now, asura le'echol betrumah miyad. She becomes forbidden to eat terumah right away, immediately. Why? Alma, what do we see from that? Amrinan, we say, kol sha'ata v'sha'ata dilma ma'id. Any moment now, maybe the guy will die. And so therefore, we consider her already divorced to him from now. We are machmir, right. Not 100% divorced, we're machmir to the aspect of terumah, that she can't eat it anymore, because he gave her that statement, that she is divorced 1 moment before his death. So that's why we're afraid that he might die. So the Gemara says, "Hacha name." So too in our case, le altar have a nazir. Someone says, "I will not leave this world until I'm a nazir." Right away, he becomes a nazir. Da amrinan, because we say dilma hashtamayit. Because maybe right now he'll die. Right? We have a similar concept in Masachet Shabbat. We say that a person has to do teshuvah day before his death. Okay, but how do you know when you're going to die? So you have to do teshuvah every single day. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Eliezer." So every single day, you have to do teshuvah because we don't know when you're going to die. It's a common concept. We'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. We started on Gimel Amud Aleph. We were continuing the concept of Yadot and Kinuyim, going through the different Yadot and Kinuyim. We first gave a second answer explaining Yadot, and we tried to explain that really you have to change up the Mishnah and put Yadot first, that's how you explain it. Then we got into an interesting Hekesh between Nidarim and Nazirut, where we learned out a lot of things from Nazir to Nidarim, and Nidarim to Nazir, back and forth, back and forth. Then the Gemara said this only works according to the opinion that says, Dibra Kishon Bnei Adam, Torah Kishon Bnei Adam, but according to the opinion it says the Torah does not speak Kalashon bin Adam, how do you explain it? And he explained it a little bit differently. He used the words Lindor Neder to derive Yadot. And he learned something else from Nazir Lahazir, that Nazirut is Chala Nazirut. And then we had a discussion, essentially, if there is it was basically the back and forth, the Shakla Antaria, the back and forth of the Gemara, understanding the two different sides of somebody who says Dibra Torah Kalashon bin Adam, or someone who does not say it, where would they learn it out from, where would they not, and how would they explain our Mishnah? That was part number three. Part number four of the daf, which is the end, was really, how do we find Bal Yachel Devaro and Bal Ta'acher? Do not violate and do not delay your neder, your Nazir, Nezirut. And so we explained that Bal Yachel would be if a person, right, it's not necessarily saying a person just goes and eats. Rather, let's look in the Gemara. The Gemara then said, if somebody said he is becoming a Nazir, and then he says it's going to violate him by two commandments. So it's going to be also eating and also violating Bal Yachel. That's where you find Bal Yachel. And Bal Ta'acher, somebody comes and says, Lech She'erze, when I will desire to become a Nazir. So there is Bal Ta'acher. But if he says, Ke She'erze, how can you find Nazir? That he violates it because he never said, I will be. He says, if I will be.
If and when.
If and when. So he says, the way you explain it is that if he says, I will not leave this world until I be a Nazir. So then there is, he has to become Nazir from right away, and we learn that out from Masach and Gittin. Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen. Tomorrow we're going to do after Shabbat on Zoom. We're going to do after Shabbat on Zoom, and then we're going to continue. Also next Shabbat is the movie, next Saturday night, the moving the hours. So it's the Shkia is coming 1 hour earlier, so we're going to start doing Motzei Shabbat Shiur.